Oh yeah. Welcome to the second episode from the second season of the On This Grind podcast, where we talk about life lessons learned from the music business. And this episode is entitled Right Back, because like I say on the song, whenever I leave, I come right back.
I'm on this grind, gotta get my seat, I'm on this grind, yeah, I'm on this grind, working overtime, man, I'm on this grind, come on, yeah, I stay on this grind.
I stay on this grind, hopefully you've been staying on your grind, and this episode really is about staying on your grind. See, I remember when I was growing up listening to music, I would think about my favorite musicians, and I would be anxiously anticipating them to release new music. And oftentimes this would lead to disappointment because I'd wait a year or 2 years or 3 years for a new album. And I didn't have as many ways of finding out when that music was going to come out. I mean, I had to rely on buying a magazine, whether it was The Source or XXL or Rap Pages or Vibe magazine, to find out when is this album going to come out. Because before the internet was the main source for music, you really had to rely on these monthly magazines. There was no other way to really find out. And even if you're finding out, you're not hearing just random records from artists. They're not just releasing new collaborations or just coming out with songs. I mean, today I woke up, I saw Drake just dropped a few songs on the weekend, even though he just dropped this, you know, what is it? Like, it's a mix album compilation. Didn't want to even call it an album just a few months ago, but just comes out of nowhere, just drops a couple new songs. Well, that didn't always happen. And so I remember when I first started making music and we'd come up with two or three songs over like 2 weeks, and we felt so proud of ourselves because we're like, think about it. Most artists only make 12 songs in a year. Or maybe 2 years. And here we are. We have three songs. It's only 2 weeks. Nowadays, the whole game's changed because you don't have to pay money to record as much. Well, like, I mean, sometimes you are paying for a recording studio. But if you're a band going into a studio or if you're a hip hop group, you were paying a lot of money to record albums. So you just couldn't do it as much as you can now or as easy as you can now. I mean, I'm just chilling in the basement with my home studio set up and banging it out right now. So with that said, this episode is called Right Back because my song, one of the first songs on the album is called Whenever I Leave, I Come Right Back. That's the hook for it. And so what I'm trying to say there is the importance of being consistent, about never leaving your audience, about just continuing to deliver material, to deliver product, and to stay in the public eye. And this is more important now than ever because of the noise, because of the clutter. It's just hard to gain traction now because there's so much out there, whether it's some good music, but there's so much bad music out there as well that you just want to be able to cut through that noise. So when I say right back, it comes back to the seeds and dominoes as far as you want to plant your seeds, you want to build your relationships, but you want to have a plan of how you can become consistent. You want to set up things before you release music. You want to set things up after you release music. And then you want to set up your next release after that. So in music, as musicians, there's a lot of short-term thinking because there's a lot of thinking as far as when I release this project, everything's going to change. It's thinking you're going to blow up, like everybody's going to grab onto your music right away. And sometimes that can happen. I've seen it happen. But the majority of us, it's not as easy. And as an entrepreneur, you can open a business and think everybody's going to come because you said this is our grand opening. And maybe people come to the grand opening party, but they don't come the week after. So it's really important to have that plan in place of what you're going to do and then planning out what you're going to do after. And then, like I said, to do it after that. And an example of this is I remember one of my first shows that I did in Toronto. I was really excited about it. I was like, this is going to be a great show. I've been doing a lot of open mics and we put a lot of planning into this one show. And my man K Rizzy said, maybe we should do a setup show, just do a show a few weeks before that. as just a way to kind of build momentum. And I was like, nah, let's just do this show. And I, looking back, I'm like, you know what? That would have been a good idea. And so to take that step a little further is that if you are planning on doing a tour, you don't always have to plan to do the biggest one out the box, but think about how you can set yourself up. So for instance, right now I'm recording this in the summertime, and sometimes, well, it's June. So sometimes people are like, you know, it's June right now. You know, we should put out a summer song. Let's record it and put it out. Sometimes that can work. Now for us, we did a summer song last summer. We did it last spring called Good for the Summer. And we shot the video in early June, but we realized the video wasn't really ready till the middle of July. And we could have released the video in the middle of July, but half the summer was already done. So what we said was, how will we plan the release? And we spent 8 months, 10 months of planning what we were going to do. And I think that was a really effective strategy, because when the track came out, it was just about to become the beginning of summer. So we realized we could capitalize on that momentum for several months. Well, I'm in Canada, so the summer isn't that long, but we could capitalize on that momentum. But my point is that just because it's June now, we didn't just have to think of 3 months out. We were thinking of a year ahead in play. And now that I talk to artists, I work with artists, I love picking their mind of seeing how they view the cycle of a year to 18 months to 24 months. Because if you want to go to a conference like South by Southwest, the time to apply isn't the day of, because applications are due like 6 months before the conference. A lot of artists are like, oh man, I missed it. I forgot to do it. But these conferences are at the same time every year. So if you make a spreadsheet, or if you have a calendar you could post up, you can write down the dates of these things, and that way you can really plan it out so that you know what you're going to do. For instance, I already know the dates of New School Rules in 2018. I know the dates of Me Damn in 2018. I'm looking at my calendar right now. I don't know the exact date, but I know when Fresh Island Fest is going to be in Croatia. So I'm just saying to myself, which ones am I going to go to? But I'm not making that decision a couple weeks before. I'm planning it out because I want to go back to these same places. It's great to go to a conference once. It's great to showcase, but it's even better to go back to a place where you know some of those same people are going to go, because that's where you build your relationships up. And as I said, once you build your relationships, that's when you can flick it over. That's when you can hit the dominoes and you can knock it down. And that's really important in music nowadays too, because if you're releasing music on a consistent basis, not every song is going to connect. Not every song is going to get traction. And it's not always about, you know, I think sometimes we look at statistics like business plans, like in 3 months, I'm going to have 2,000 views for this song. And in 6 months, I'm going to release this song and have 5,000 views. And, you know, a year, every song I'm going to do is 10,000 views. And maybe, you know, you could add zeros onto that, whatever. But a business plan always kind of shows that way up, that everything's going to go up. And you could talk about money the same way. I'm going to make $5,000 this month, $15,000 in 6 months. You know, by next year, I'll be caking. But what a business plan doesn't always do is show that the realistic aspect of business, where it goes up and down and up and down and up and down and up, down, up, down, up, you know. And that really happens a lot with music, is that sometimes you can put out a song and it's kind of crickets, doesn't seem to catch traction, even though you're like, you know, this is a good song, as opposed to another song that, you know, you've kind of got medium expectations, and all of a sudden that track just connects and it clicks. But you wouldn't realize that if you just held on to it. I remember recording music for a couple of years for an album, whereas nowadays I love that I can record music and release it relatively quick, whether it's a month or 6 months or sometimes even a year, but it's planned out. And I like to know what is gravitating and connecting with my core fan base. One last thing I'll say about it, I guess we'll get to the wrap up with this, is one of the things I learned from KRS-One in his book was that importance of being connected with your fan base, because if you release something that doesn't connect, if you've got a good fan base, they're going to give you another chance. So you're allowed to mess up. I remember for an artist coming out in the late 90s or early 2000s, if you were known as a hip hop act and then you released a quote unquote commercial song, maybe with an R&B hook or just wasn't your usual style, if your core fan base really rejected it, it would still take like 6 months to a year for you to kind of rebound off of that because things move slower. Whereas I think now, because of the way things move fast, that if you notice that it's not connecting with your fan base, you can go back to the drawing board, you can bang out some new music and get it out there right away that will connect with your fan base. Now, the same thing goes if it is good. You can't just rest on your laurels. So in the intro of Right Back, I said, what you think? I took a sabbatical? Because if you are having success, you can't let that go to your head. You can't just think, oh, I can just do the same thing, and do it again. It doesn't always work out that way. I mean, Nelly dropped a record called Air Force Ones. Huge song. Huge. Everybody was buying Air Force Ones. I wasn't a Nelly fan. I had Air Force Ones. Nelly's like, comes back a few years later. My song is not connecting. Let me give him another one. You know, let me go back to that formula. So he had a song, I think it was called Step On My J's, and it was about don't step on his Air Jordans. So proven concept about kicks. Everybody likes Jordans. Still didn't connect. So you can't just go back to what you've seen has worked before. You've got to keep on trying. You got to experiment. You got to advance. You got to hit them with something new. And you never know what's going to stick. And that's how you lay down the dominoes. So that's it for episode 2. I think these episodes are going to be a lot shorter than season 1. So it just gives you a little taste. So hopefully you playing this while you getting your workout on, while you're driving, while you're thinking. And hopefully while you're thinking, you're planning your moves about how you're going to come right back. We're going to be right back with the next episode of the On This Grind podcast. The next one is going to be called Northern Hospitality. So catch y'all next week. Oh, yeah. Peace. Oh, yeah. What you think? I took a sabbatical. Every time I leave, I come right back. Every time I leave, I come right back. To give you what you need, yeah, you know like that. To give you what you need, yeah, you know like that. Every time I leave, I come right back. Every time I leave, I come right back. To give you what you need, yeah, you know like that. To give you what you need, yeah, you know like that. Every time I leave, I come right back. Every time I leave, I come right back. To give you what you need, yeah, you know like that. To give you what you need, yeah, you know like that. Every time I leave, I come right back. Every time I leave, I come right back. To give you what you need, yeah, you know like that. What you need, yeah, you know like that. They say it's so hard, but we make it look easy. Chillin' in the shade on tops where we be. In the middle of the winter, make it hot like Fiji. Stepping and make it simmer until we make it steamy. Feel me? Always into something. Hit it with it quick before they see it coming. Knock about the game, think it was a concussion. Sippin' on banana rushes, end of discussion. Y'all know what it is. Came in the game and work in the angles. Many went away, what can I say? We just doing our thing though. Thinking that we gonna stop, compromise, even just a little bit of giving in. Haha, it's kinda funny, cause if you know us, then you know when that we go ahead and get it. Every time I leave, I come right back. Every time I leave, I come right back. To give you what you need, yeah, you know like that. To give you what you need, yeah, you know like that. Every time I leave, I come right back. Every time I leave, I come right back. To give you what you need, yeah, you know like that. To give you what you need, yeah, you know like that. Every time I leave, I come right back. Every time I leave, I come right back. To give you what you need, yeah, you know like that. To give you what you need, yeah, you know like that. Every time I leave, I come right back. Every time I leave, I come right back. To give you what you need, yeah, you know like that. To give you what you need, yeah, you know like that. Once upon a time not long ago, lift the boy with talent, kept it on the low. Just stayed on the grind and on the road, playing seeds and lining up dominoes. No one paid him any mind, only mama knows. Kept his head down, didn't respond to foes. In a way it was almost comical, till one day he chose to Geronimo. Y'all know what it is, came in the game and work in the angles. Many went away, what can I say, we just doing our thing though.
thinking that we're gonna stop, compromise, even just a little bit of giving in. It's kind of funny, cause if you know us, then you know that we go ahead and get it.
Every time I leave, I come right back. Every time I leave, I come right back. To give you what you need, yeah, you know like that. To give you what you need, yeah, you know like that. Every time I leave, I come right back. Every time I leave, I come right back. To give you what you need, yeah, you know like that. To give you what you need, yeah, you know like that. Every time I leave, I come right back. Every time I leave, I come right back. To give you what you need, yeah, you know like that. To give you what you need, yeah, you know like that. Every time I leave, I come right back. Every time I leave, I come right back. To give you what you need, yeah, you know like that. To give you what you need, yeah, you know like that.